In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. In the parable of the evil vine dressers, the tenants whom the Lord entrusted to take care of his vineyard for some time, it came the time when they will have to give an account. And this is something that we need to always remind ourselves, that either if we do good or if we do bad, there will always be some time when we will have to be accountable to the one who entrusted us with whatever stewardship given to us. There are certain issues in regard to the matter of consequences that we have to keep in mind. The first thing is, it is one of the very, very early lessons that should be learned, that every act will bear a consequences. We have to be very careful with this. In the very first command that the Lord gave to Adam, he told him this, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it you shall surely die." Even the very first sentence given to him was a command and the consequences. What will happen if you break what I am telling you? Something that we also have to be minded with this, that we have to teach our children from very first years in their life, that every act will have a consequence, something that we cannot avoid. We cannot just live doing whatever we want and somebody else, or we will be wishing that we are not going to bear consequences of our deeds. In the same way also, the Lord Christ, when he came to us here on earth, he taught the lessons in the sermon over the mountain, and at the conclusion he said, "Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." The conclusion is, I give you a command, but you have to know that you have to be fruitful, otherwise the tree that does not bear fruit will be cut and thrown into fire. Even though this lesson should be learned from very early in our relationship with God, the Pharisees and the high priest did not learn this. When the Lord asked them, what will the owner of the vineyard do to them, what he should be doing, then he said he will come and destroy those vine dressers and give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "Certainly not. Of course not." Why? They were doing bad. They didn't handle it in a right way. They were evil tenants who killed the people who came to ask for fruits. But still the Pharisees, they want to be spared the consequences. This is again the attitude that some of us have in mind, that no matter how wrong or bad I'm handling a stewardship, I do not want to bear consequences. Whenever it is time for me to pay for mishandling the stewardship, we think that it's not fair when God come and ask us, and then maybe we will be paying a price for what we did. Another issue with the same subject, that even though sin is forgiven, it does not mean that it is over. Forgiveness maybe would be the easiest thing that we acquire after we sin. It is enough that we turn to God and ask him to pardon us, and he will do. We never ever learn it that whenever we go to God and he will ask for forgiveness, he will say, "No, you have to do something." But meanwhile, this does not spare us the consequences as well. In the issue, on the subject, I'm sorry, in the story of the sin of David, we hear that when David sinned with the woman, Bathsheba, and killed her husband, when Nathan came to him to tell him that he did wrong, then David confessed his sin. He said, I wronged against God. Then Nathan told him this, "Now therefore, the sword shall never depart from your house because you have despised me. You will not die. I will forgive what you did, but meanwhile, you will pay a price because you despised me." The woman who is a sinner in the city that we hear about her in the story that's told to us in Luke chapter 7. This woman, before she goes out from the house, she was justified by the Lord Christ. He said to her, your sins are forgiven you. But when she will go out from the house, she will still have to struggle with the bad reputation that she acquired to herself. Nothing changed with this. She will have to bear the consequence of a bad reputation that unfortunately she acquired to herself over the years that she lived in sin. My brethren, it's not only about if when I sin, then God will be upset with me. This is the easiest thing to settle. Coming to God and asking for forgiveness will settle everything. But what about the other consequence? For example, what about acquiring a bad habit? I know that when I go and see something immoral on the internet, when I come and ask for forgiveness, Abuna will give me the absolution and God will forgive me. But what about the image that I already put in my mind? This will get me another time to go and see something else, and more I will be hooked with a bad habit. And the struggle will go for the rest of my years here on earth, struggling to get rid of this. What about causing others to stumble? For example, if I learn it from my young age to drink or to smoke, what about my children then? I will come and ask for forgiveness, but my children already were offended. They learned something from their father or mother that's not easy for them just to forget because their parents repented this. What about wasting years of life with no purpose? The time that was given to us to build, to teach, to raise people. What about this? This cannot be acquired back. Unfortunately, these consequences, there is no way for us just to ignore them. Forecasting the consequences is a must before making any decision. Many of us make decisions out of being impulsive. I react, or I want to do this, and this, that's it. But thinking of what will happen when I do this, what will be the next step, what is the price tag for whatever I'm choosing for myself? Forecasting the consequences was totally missed in the story of the prodigal son, who, when he made the decision to leave his father's house. I just want to leave. I want to enjoy my freedom, be on my own, being with my friends and having the money that I think my father ought to give it to me. He didn't think what will happen after the money is gone. He didn't think how he's going to live or take care of himself. Forecasting what's going to happen in the future was totally absent from his mind while making a decision to leave his father's house. In the story of Rehoboam, the son of King Solomon, the people of Israel came to him asking to release them from the pressure that their father Solomon put on them, the burden that he put on them, collecting taxes and asking them to come and build. Rehoboam, when he asked the elders and then asked the young people, we see in the council of the elders, they told him, answer the people softly, be gentle with them. And then they told him what will happen when he answered this way. They said to him, if you will be a servant to these people today and serve them and answer them and speak good words to them, then they will be your servants forever. Look here at the wisdom of the elders. They told him, if you answer this way, this is what will happen. When the young people, his friends, gave him a counsel, Jesus told him, answer the people with cruelty and tell them that I will not release you from whatever my father put on your shoulders, without even telling him what will happen afterwards. This answer looked for them, sounded for them, that's like more showing power. This is the difference between when the old people are giving counsel and friends giving counsel. Older people, they know, or they should know, what will happen. That's why the argument between parents and their children is, when you do this, I know what will be the consequences. You do not know. And usually, unfortunately, the youngsters usually think that they can do an act and get with a different consequence. Something, unfortunately, that make many people fall in trouble, because simply when they decide, they don't think about the price, what will happen afterwards. Sparing youngsters the consequences results in an inevitable disaster for everyone. And this is the mistake that many parents fall into when they are in the process of upbringing their children. In the story of the sons of Eli, the priest, these two sons were priests, but unfortunately they corrupted the priesthood. They did what is evil in the sight of the Lord. We hear God speaking to Samuel about Eli and his children, saying, "In that day, I will perform against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house, from beginning to end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile and he did not restrain them." God punished Eli because he did not raise his children in the right way. He did not restrain them from doing evil. It is the lesson that for all of us, when we spare our children to bear consequences in their young age, they will never learn to be responsible. They will go and do whatever they want to do, thinking that somebody else is going to pay for my mistake. When I was in my father's house, whatever I do wrong, I don't have to worry about anything. My dad or my mom will fix it, will pay for it. And then what? When I am on my own, this will cause me to fall in a disaster, as we see here, not only for themselves, but also for their parents as well. How many parents are grieved when their children, they go in life not knowing that whatever they will do, they will pay price for it. It is not kindness when we spare our children to bear consequences for what they do. It's not compassion. It's not being kind that whenever they are mistaken, it's okay. It's not okay. Life later on will teach them a lesson that we should prepare them for. Another lesson with the same subject, that an act that takes minutes can cause consequences for many years afterward. We all know this, that's why we have to be very careful. In the story of the paralytic laid at the pool of Bethesda, this man was laid for 38 years, paralyzed because of a sin. Definitely the sin that he committed did not take him all of these years. Maybe he committed a sin in an hour or in a day, and he suffered for it for 38 years. A girl that allows somebody in a relationship outside marriage to come closer to her in an intimacy can cause her to be pregnant and bear the consequences for this mistake in 1 hour for the rest of her life. It's something that's terrifying, knowing that there are certain mistakes that their consequences are devastating. If we don't teach our children and ourselves to be careful and cautious and think very carefully before we approach any sin, anything that's not that's against God, we might end up with something like this. In the story of Abraham's marriage to Hagar, he had Ishmael out of her, and still till now, the whole world is bearing the consequence of this mistake. The conflict in the Middle East that I think will last until the second coming, I don't know, maybe afterward. Still, unfortunately, this is a mistake that was done by, like, one day Abraham wanted to help God to fulfill his promise for him to have a son. Jacob tricking Esau and taking the blessing and his birthright and deceiving his father, Isaac, caused him to run away from home for more than 20 years with all of the trouble that he has to endure because of this. Don't underestimate transgressing the command. Even an hour can cause you to pay a price for the rest of your life. The last lesson in the same subject also we should learn today is when we sin, consequences affect everyone and everything around us. It's not just me. Sometimes in the mind of many, they think that I will just do it and it's my sin and I pay for it. This was not the case. This will never be the case. This was what the Lord spoke to Adam when he sinned. Adam sinned, and the whole world actually inherited from him this. The whole world was cursed because of his sin. God said to him this, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying you shall not eat of it, cursed is the ground for your sake. Even the ground that you are going to live on is cursed because of what you did. This is what will happen. When we sin, our families pay a price. When we transgress and we go, when our lives without being responsible enough, everybody pays a price around us. It's not just me. When I do whatever and it's pleasing to me regardless, and I know that I am the only person who's going to suffer. No. In the same way also, this is the reason behind God's wrath against Israel and Jeroboam. Jeroboam was the king of Israel. This man told Israel that I will build for you an altar for your God. And he made an altar for Baal. And we hear about what he did. That God said he will give Israel up because of the sins of Jeroboam, who sinned and who made Israel sin. A man in charge, given authority over God's people. When he sinned, his sin was not confined to him. The consequences were carried on by all of the people of Israel because of Jeroboam and what he did. My brethren, the matter of thinking of the consequences of what we do should always worry us, should always trouble the parents, thinking that my children, if they don't learn this lesson, they might pay a great price out of their lives and maybe might endanger their eternity. May the Lord give us the wisdom by which we make the right calculations and we forecast the consequences, so we would always living and conducting ourselves in a prudent and wise way. Glory be to God forever and ever.